Lord our God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful morning and thank you for giving us the opportunity to all gather here. Bless this gathering so that all we do and what we all we say will be to the glory of your name. Father, help us so that we all learn at least one thing before the end of the day and so that our week will be blessed and we will continue to live according to your will. All this I ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay. I'm going to share my screen now. I hope I know how to do that. Okay, good morning. Today, I want us to talk about, I would like to see at least some faces, so I'll change this. Okay, good. Thank you. I would like us to talk about a topic that I think affected me in the last weeks. And this topic will be, I called it the art of letting go. Before I go into the details, I want to summarize. So if you hear the next 2 minutes of this talk, it will be that you've heard everything and there'll be no need to listen till the end. Let us, in all we do, remember to let go of the past and forge to the future. That's the whole summary, that the past is what it is. We can forget about it and move on. The desires that we have and the perfect things that God has for us, it's all forward. We should forget about the past and let go. So, like I said, the topic is remembering to let go. And the reason why I chose this topic is because about some weeks ago, something happened to me where I almost got into a physical fight, like throwing blows with someone, with my elder brother. So this person is my senior and he did something that I did not like. And I think I reacted wrongly. It almost led to throwing blows. So you can imagine how serious this is. And after this incident, I sat back and thought to myself and asked myself, why did this happen? I tried to scrutinize, I tried to look why this happened. I felt that this person wronged me. And of course I did not react properly, but the question I asked myself is, why did this happen? When I looked at the reason why we nearly had this fight, the conclusion I came to was that I think something from the past happened. And because I did not absolutely let go of this, that's why I reacted in the way I reacted. So perhaps today we can look at what it means to let go of things that happened in the past and how to ensure that we let go of things totally. So I'm sure that all of us here had in some way a certain kind of bad experience from the past, or there were bad people in our past, people who hurt us, people who did us wrong in our past, or maybe we did something wrong in the past. If I did something wrong in the past, should this continue to lead my life? Perhaps it will be better if I let this go and, because I'm a new creature in God, live a better life going forward. I'm very sure that everything I'm saying is not new, but I think we need this reminder. Let us remind ourselves of this and let us try to, as Christians, remember to let go. So the question is, what do I need to let go of? Like I said, we have bad experiences from the past. We have people who wronged us in the past and some things we did on our own in the past. We should try to let go of these things and then look forward. The book of Luke chapter 9 verse 62 says, as we see on the screen, no one having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. This means that as Christians, or hopefully if there are people who are not yet Christians among us, the moment we become Christians, our faith does not let us to look back anymore. We are now new creatures. So I'm encouraging us today that we should remember to let go. One question I want to ask is, why don't we let go? Why do things that are obviously not good for us, why do we still hold on to these things? Some of these things we may think are good for us, but maybe they are just our habits and we are scared of leaving them and going to the unknown. So one reason why we are scared of letting go is because we are scared of the unknown. If we read Jeremiah 29 verse 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Here we see that it says, "The plans I have for you." So I know the plans I have for you. God knows this plan. It does not say that we should know the plan. It is God who knows the plan. So even if we do not know the plan that God has for us, we should trust him. He's our Heavenly Father. And even though we do not know what's next, let us trust in God and continue to rely on him. And let us not let the fear of the unknown to stop us from letting go and going into new territory. Another reason why we don't want to let go of the past is because we are scared of change. You remember the story of the children of Israel when Pharaoh let the children of Israel go, but later he changed his mind. Why did he change his mind? Because he was scared of change. And when he changed his mind and he ran after the children of Israel, remember what happened in the sea. He lost because he refused to let go. Perhaps if after he had let the children of Israel go, he did not change his mind, he let them go totally, perhaps he would not have met what he met in the sea. I will read Exodus chapter 14, verse 5. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their mind about them and said, "What have we done? We have let the Israelites go and we have lost their services." So you see here, after he had already, I would say, made the right decision by following what God wanted and having left the children of Israel to go, he still wanted to go after them. This, and we see what happened to him at the sea. So in our daily lives, I want to encourage us that we should let go of those things. And we should follow God's word and we shouldn't try to go back to those old things, because if we do, we can see what happened to Pharaoh. Also, the story of Lot's wife. She looked back, she dwelt on the past, and we remember her story also, how she turned into a pillar of salt. Yeah. Another reason is because we perhaps do not want to leave our comfort zone. I read something that says it was easier for God to take the children of Egypt out of Egypt, but it was more difficult for him to take Egypt out of them. Remember when they were in the wilderness and they faced some kind of difficulties, they started to complain.
You got
and
so?
They wanted to, yeah.
Sorry, a little bit slower if it makes it possible. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So remember the children of Egypt, after they had left Egypt in the wilderness on the way to the promised land, they began to murmur, they became frustrated, perhaps because they lost trust in God. So we should not be like them. They were willing to go back to their old ways. They were willing to go back to slavery instead of to go to the land of milk and honey. This might seem strange to us, but perhaps if we look into our daily lives, we might also be living in this way, refusing to go to the land of milk and honey, but wanting to go back to slavery like the children of Israel did, just because we faced little confrontations in our lives. So I'm trying to encourage us today that we should try as much as possible not to complain because of our current situation. We should try to let go of the past, or we should not complain of the past situations we have. Let us let go of it. Let's be patient with God. Let us not be weak. And God's planning and God's timing will surely lead us to our desired goals. Let us just be patient, and God knows the plan he has for us, and he will definitely take us there. Then the next question comes. The question is, how can we let go of the past? Remember Moses from the Bible, he was a murderer. He actually killed somebody, if you remember his story, but God still used him. If we look at our past, I don't know if anybody here has killed somebody before, but even if we have, if we let go of our past and try to start to live a Christian life, try to start to live the way God wants us, I believe strongly that everything will be fine. The question of how to let go of the past is, first of all, we have to accept this past experience. It has happened, and it has happened. Okay, it has happened, and that's it. Some things are out of my control. I cannot control it. If this has happened, then I have to accept it, first of all. And I have to be also gentle with myself, but I have to force it. If I want to let go of the past, and I see that I am not letting go of the past, I have to force myself. I have to rebuke myself. I have to be gentle with myself, but also I have to whip myself and ensure that I do the right thing. Remember the story of Pharaoh and how he let the children of Israel go. He didn't do it easily. God had to force him with lots of plagues and lots of punishments before he finally accepted. And also, if we want to get muscles, we don't tell our muscles to grow and then pet ourselves and say, okay, I want to have nice muscles, I want to lose weight. If I just tell myself that I want to do this, I will not do this. So we have to take action, we have to force ourselves and try to see that we let go of the past. Another thing that could probably help us to let go of the past is forgiving ourselves and forgiving others, which I think is, yeah, very important. Forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. Like I said, we didn't have a physical fight, but it nearly got to that, to the extent that my mother started to cry. I think it was my fault because for some reasons, I did not forgive something that was done. So if we learn how to forgive and forget about the past, we can truly move on. And all I just want to say to us today is, I want to encourage us that we look at if there are some things, some people who have wronged us in the past, or some things we have done in the past, or some life experiences that we have from the past that is holding us back. If we sit down, think about this, accept it that, okay, this has happened, and then try to change it. If I try to change it and it doesn't work, I should force myself to do so because I understand that this is the right thing. And yeah, forgiving, and then praying and talking to God about it. If we pray and we talk to God about things that are holding us back, I strongly believe that the good Lord will help us overcome these things. Also, I want to encourage us that we should not be like the children of Egypt, the children of Israel who on the way to Canaan, they lost sight and started to murmur. Remember that we are not yet in Canaan. We are on the way to the land of milk and honey. If we look back, we'll be looking back to go to Egypt, which will definitely not be in our best interest. We should hold on and try to push forward till we get to Canaan, which is the land flowing with milk and honey, which will be in our best interest. If we let go of the baggage from the past, we can truly succeed and live the Christian life that we want to. I want to share some Bible passages with us that could help us as we think during the week on how we could let go of the things of the past. Perhaps these Bible passages will help us to do so. The first one is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I'm certain that 90% of the people here have read this scripture before. During the week, you can read it again And if the you can do a critical analysis of the past, of your life currently, and see, are there some things from the past that are holding me back or that are hurting me? Would it be possible for me to let these things go because I'm a new creature? I know you can. It might be hard, but you can force yourself. God, when he wanted his children to leave Egypt, he forced Pharaoh. He put the plagues on him so we could force ourselves to forget about these things and then just let go and move on and trust in God that God will do everything. Then another passage is Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19. It says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. You do not perceive it. I am making a way in the desert and it streams in the wasteland. So perhaps we do not see what God is doing, but trust me, he's making a way and we can help him we can pass through this way he's making for us faster if we leave the extra baggages we are carrying. We do not need to carry the extra baggage from the past. So I'm encouraging us, let us leave those things. Yeah. In Exodus 23, verse 20, it says, I am sending an angel ahead of you to guide you along the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. So in this journey we are in, if we carry these extra baggages from the past, we'll be holding ourselves back, and this angel who God has sent to walk with us will leave us behind. We will be lagging behind. But we should trust that we are not alone. We have this angel by our side, and let us leave the extra baggages and go forward. The person I like a lot in the Bible is Paul. I think Paul is just out of this world. And I like this passage from him. Let us read it and see what Paul says. I'm sure we all know it. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark. Paul has told us everything we need to do. Let us leave the baggages and go forward. Because someone who is very close to me hurt me. He didn't even hurt me. He hurt someone else that I love. And perhaps this thing is stuck in my head somewhere. And just a little action from this person triggered me to do something very crazy. And that's why I'm sharing with you today that it's okay, we are humans, to perhaps you might even remember these things from the past, but let us work on ourselves to ensure that these baggages from the past do not trigger us to do the wrong thing. Let us learn to forgive and love our neighbors like we love ourselves. And I pray that the good Lord will help us to forgive and forget, and also to forget the baggages from the past. So this is what I wanted to share with us today. I hope that from this short talk, somebody has learned something, or somebody during the week will sit and reflect and then try to see how to consciously tell him or herself that, okay, these things are from the past and these things will certainly not help my life to get better. It won't take me to where I want. And therefore I will, although perhaps I do not know God's perfect plan, I will trust him and go with him. Thank you very much. Let's do a short prayer. O Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, thank you for this talk we have had, and thank you for speaking through me to the brothers and sisters here. I pray that during the week, you will teach us how to reflect on our lives and not carry baggages from the past that may hold us down, but let us analyze ourselves and let us trust in you. Let us forgive, let us forget, and let us move on. Let us march in the war of life without extra baggages from the past. All this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.